up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world. What it used to be. Ain't do it alone. Do it alone. Need some help, that. Need some help, that. Wake up, everybody.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
But the law of cause and effect will get you if your cause is wrong, misleading, or bad. Instant karma will come and get you. Not so instantly, but it'll get you, that's for sure. So, I mentioned at the top of the show that we were going to talk a little bit about my vision for what I'm trying to do here and for really for my reason to exist at this point in my life. When I originally submitted the idea for this show, it was about living a more positive and spiritual life. And that was pretty much just kind of a base idea. It was that I threw out there as the reason to start the show and kind of a, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for here, but it was just the basic idea. And as time has gone by, I've been doing this now since May, and some of you know I mostly did it at night. I was on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday up until a month ago. And now I'm just on Saturday morning, which I love. You people are much more interesting. The calls are more interesting. Speaking of which, I'd love to hear what you're thinking about this morning. It's 1-800-313-9443. Give me a call. Interrupt me at any time. I like the Saturday audience. You guys are a little bit more open-minded and a little bit more easy to talk to. But my purpose is to reach as many people as I possibly can with a message of positive intentionality, or what I really call affirmative intentionality. And I don't ever like for that to be confused with any thoughts around positive thinking, because my analogy around positive thinking is that what we refer to in this country in particular, but I guess more and more as Western ideology spreads across the planet, bumping up against other ideologies along the way, but really truly the American way is spreading far and wide. And what we come up with is this positive thinking that is really just simply a band-aid on a knife wound, because we live in this world of constantly being bombarded with negativity, in particular via the media. But as the influence of the media grows and grows, and let's face it, it has to because it's on nonstop, but as that influence grows, that more and more people become subject to its influences and to living in that kind of negative thought process, what I sometimes refer to as default thinking, where we're all kinds of sliding into that victimhood mentality. And I think that what we refer to as positive thinking is that we get up in the morning maybe, and some of us have a few affirmations, maybe we even meditate, but then life happens and we step out into the world and we don't pay any attention to our affirmations or our meditation from the morning. We get involved in the negativity of the planet. My thought is affirmative intentionality. And affirmative intentionality is more about setting a positive intention for each and every day of our lives. And as we learn the discipline of doing that and then practice it, and those are, as you listen to me talk, you will find that those are two of my key words for life. They're discipline and practice. But as you learn to practice this thought process and to live more in an affirmative intentionality, you will find that as time goes by, it is more and more difficult to slide into the negativity because you have put yourself in a different thought process. And I want to move people out of that victim mentality and move them into this affirmative intentionality. And I really am doing it at this point without some new agey mumbo jumbo, because I am trying to expose everyone to the most up-to-date, cutting-edge science to help people how to learn to rewire their brains and return their or retrain their thinking to raise it up, so that their default thinking would not go all the way to victimhood, but would go actually to a higher level, something well above victim. And I refer to that once in a while as victor mode. I don't particularly like the victor analogy because it sometimes lends itself to a competitive kind of thought process. And I don't believe that the competition thing is healthy for any and all of us. What I do know is that if we accept responsibility for our lives and know that it is only us who will get us where we want to go, and no one else, then we will absolutely be in a position to recognize all the good around us, to recognize that our responsibility is us. And if we move ourselves forward and don't worry about anyone else, don't worry about being your brother's keeper. Or as Marianne Williamson says, I am not here to measure anyone else's spiritual progress. And that's about judgment and judgmentalism. And if you just keep yourself in a mode of your own affirmative intentionality, don't worry about anyone else's, you will perceive a different world around you. So that's a little bit about my vision and what I'm thinking about as far as the direction of my show. It's really the direction of my life. It's very important to me to get this message out, because metaphysics, new thought, ancient wisdom has changed my life completely, made for a totally more positive existence. It has made for it has opened up my life to an entire new group of friends. Influences in my life are different, and everything is more positive than it was half a dozen years ago. And that's simply a matter of what I'm thinking about. And it has been all the thought processes that have changed in my life have been my own. Everything has come from within. And that's the most important maybe lesson of the whole thought process, is to recognize that it all comes from within. I'm sorry. And it leads me to one of my favorite expressions, is that all of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first. And as long as we believe that something outside of ourselves must change first, we're constantly going to be groping in the outer for our pleasure, for our satisfaction, for the things that make us feel better about life. And the truth is that that all comes from within ourselves. Again, part of my vision, and I'm hoping that maybe that will stimulate some thought processes out there. Give me a call if you'd like to talk about all that. It's 1-800-313-9443. In the very early parts of my show, in the early days back in May, all I talked about was the law of attraction. The law of attraction actually kind of has a flip side. It can actually be the law of repulsion, and it pretty much works automatically. And it's really like a law of reflection. It kind of is. I always use the mirror imagery. It's the law reflects back at you a corresponding image that you hold up in front of the mirror. Whatever you hold up to it is what you get back. Emerson stated that we see what we animate, and that we animate what we see. Stop and think about that one for a minute. We see what we animate, and that we animate what we see. The very beginning thought process is right there that would relate to quantum physics, in that there is no activity whatsoever without the activity of the observer. And the mere fact of the observation changes what is being looked at. There is a lot of work being done in the present time by Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, among others, that is reflective of this kind of thought process, that what you animate in your life is what you observe, and what is observed is what is animated, really goes to Joe Dispenza's work about rehearsing your life. Before you go to bed at night, or when you first get up in the morning, or ideally at both times, you rehearse how you want your day to look. Rehearse exactly how this meeting or this encounter is going to transpire, and you will find that as you rehearse these things, and rehearse them always for the positive, that is key. You cannot rehearse a disaster. You cannot rehearse a train wreck of life, because that is what you'll manifest, so you don't want to be doing that. You want to think always in terms of, how do I want this? What is my desire for this particular encounter to have? What is the outcome that I want? And by rehearsing that in your mind, rehearse it all the way through, you will find your life following that path more and more. That is the reasoning behind creating things like dream boards. It's the reasoning behind the very earliest thought around all of this stuff. It's the reason for writing down your goals, because you are placing into the universe those processes that you want to have happen in your life. You're throwing out into the universe the experiences of life that you wish to have. Excuse me. And by doing so, you set the law of attraction into work. Jesus Christ proclaimed that it is done unto us as we believe. And in the metaphysical world, Jesus Christ is just simply the most remarkable spiritual genius ever. But he even went so far as to say that when we feel the need of anything, or if we desire it, that we should pray.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Great line. It speaks to so many things that I truly believe in. I believe that line applies very much to my thoughts about consciousness and your ever-changing, ever-growing consciousness. That is, as you grow in this life, as you choose to grow in this life, as you raise your own consciousness, there is no turning back. You can choose to wallow in the place where you're at and not move forward, but you can never genuinely look backwards. You must move forward if you are to be content with yourself and your existence. And I love that line. I love the way that song goes. And the beginning of that song makes me, boy, is that really up music or what? I love that. So anyway, we were talking here about the lines of Jesus Christ, about when you pray for anything, in your prayer, you should mentally receive the object of your desire as though it already existed. That is very, very, it's very clear in the teachings of Jesus. It is not an easy point to get across, although I think it goes to the works of Joe Dispenza, that it, as opposed to making believe that we have received something that we have not, which I think makes some of us feel just a little bit uncomfortable about the whole receiving aspect of things, I think what Jesus really refers to here is to that whole rehearsal process. As you pray, imagine yourself receiving it. I think that is really important, that as opposed to that we already have it, imagine receiving it. And in the imagination of that receiving, you are going to find yourself stepping into a space of joy. You will find yourself experiencing the positive emotions that receiving what you want, the things that you desire, receiving them into your life. You will feel this positive, this affirmative feeling in your body. As you have those feelings, it reinforces that ability to attract. The feeling behind our desire, the feeling behind our belief in that desire, is the true power in manifesting what we want. It is the result of, as follow this thinking, if you will, as you become more joyous, more happy, more emotionally upbeat, at a higher vibration, if you will, around what it is that you are desiring in your life, you will little by little create for yourself an absolutely unconflicted belief in the receipt of your desire, in it absolutely materializing in your life. And this will create in you and for you a faith that you can do this anytime you want. That is the biggest piece, is once you create that faith, then you will be clear that anything I desire in this life, I can bring forth simply by placing into the law my affirmative intentionality. On that note here, we've got Gary in Tennessee on the line. Let's see what Gary is thinking about this morning. Gary, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Good morning.
I was listening to your intro and have listened to it several times. And you're a tough nut to crack.
I think that's a good thing.
I can't find anything wrong with what you say about positive thinking and trying to create your own reality in connection with the universe and karma and all that. I believe in that. But you talk about conspiracy theorists. Well, I listen to RBN about 100 hours a week. I don't know if you listen to the other host or not. And what those people are talking about aren't theories. It's the way it's going to go down. And I think now, if I go to Walmart, the return desk, that's where this positive thinking comes in. Because if you laugh and joke and treat the person really nice, and, you know, I try to do that anyway, you seem to get a lot better and quicker results than you do if you go in there with a mat on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, and when you really look at what the day brings and how things happen, we're in a period of time when the ecology and politics and the threat of the Russians selling active secret weapons to the West, and particularly the Russian scientists doing it on their own. And you have a major story that you wake up to where the lead and in the papers are that O.J. Simpson may be arrested tomorrow. And you have the setting where the Emmy Awards tonight are going to be environmentally green, where all the products at the Emmys are going to be for sale. They're all green. You can reuse them and destroy them or sell them again, they say, you know, that type of thing, that kind of thinking. And, of course, it'll be very interesting to see how everybody arrives at the Emmys tonight. But it was that kind of thinking, which I want to really covering a lot of future shows, the psychology of these kinds of things, the setting of the world as it stands. And then a company in Los Angeles, California, Wonder Bread. Now, Wonder Bread has been making bread in Los Angeles County for, I'm talking a long time. And people, there are some people in this country that have been raised on Wonder Bread. It's a brand that's recognizable, but they have to move their bread facility from Los Angeles County because people and environmentally grouped influenced city councils of Los Angeles County say that there's too much carbon dioxide from the bread making, and it causes global warming. Now, I've already done a show on global warming, and of course, interviewed the top scientists from MIT on global warming. And this is not going to be a global warming show, but it's the temperament of people. It's totally unbelievable. You have a concept that that cows are putting too much methane in the air from flatulence. You have and that causes global warming. And then you've got the idea that the environmentalists definitely want to have new diets monitored and graded so that we can not eat meat. And then you've got Wonder Bread having to move because the restrictions are being supported by federal rules to subsidize the state rules on the making of bread, which I think we're going to have a problem with this, because the whole concept of not eating bread, come on. I mean, this goes all the way back. I mean, you can take your basics from the Bible and, you know, bread, honey, and break bread, and, you know, so, yeah. And these same environmentalists are trying to promote the idea of synthetic bread, which is a big joke. I mean, that chemistry of food processing involved in making the synthetic bread is just pure BS. And climate change from these concepts of carbon dioxide emission is pure BS. And we'll have future shows on this, and people can just go and stuff it in their Bonnie hat if they don't like that concept, but that's the real world. Now, the other thing on the setting of the world as we stand at the moment is that the whole idea of people at work, the whole idea of having people from other countries come over here and put their talents to work, I can understand corporations trying to submit into Congress something called, the Dream Act for amnesty, and that's going on, and that goes on tomorrow morning. Let's see, the Emmys are environmental. We can't have Wonder Bread in L.A. O.J. Simpson is the major story about his sting break-in in a Las Vegas hotel. The Russian scientists have just been caught who have sold the secret weapons for nuclear reactors. And the Russians have also exploded a non-nuclear bomb, one of the biggest in the world, and also state claimed to the concept of mineral and oil exploration. Now, these are just rough boundary lines of what today is all about to going into tomorrow. For all of you folks that are interested in having amnesty develop into a whole new change of our culture, it's in Amendment 2237 going into Congress. It's already been on markup. It's 3-hour difference, it's on the East Coast, so that's being marked up as we speak on Sunday. It goes onto the floor of both houses of Congress, My recommendation on that is that you call area code 202-224-3121, find your congressman, and tell them to vote no on this amendment, 2237, which is to be attached in terms into several other bills that have to do what they say as part of their security. And I would recommend no on any increase in the HIB visas and no to any increases in H-2B visas. And corporations are scrambling to try to meet the what are called the onslaught of outsourcing training. And let's see, what else do we have? Well, let's say the if you were a French person, you would be involved at the French newspaper and the concept of the biggest story in France, for my French listeners, is that Carol Channing got her famous diamond dress back. It was found, and it's going to go to the Smithsonian Institute, and it's worth $150,000 of diamonds. Carol Channing, being very popular in America for a long time, wonderful human being. I've met her, and she's fabulous. And but that's a big French story, and that covers that aspect of the French papers. Happening on the same day that a new declaration of the European United currency system being changed to one currency, promoted by France and acquiesced by Germany, which will change the whole economic system of the world as we know it, and not a word in the French papers concerning that. But Carol Channing's dress, no problem. The other thing is that there's been a new agency formed in the United States government called the National Application Office for the Homeland Security, where they're planning to use satellites to detect whatever is on the U.S. borders and protect from national disasters. And these are predictive satellites. I was planning to do a whole show on that and down the line, and I will. I find this interesting as to the fact that who owns the satellite. And I do know who owns it, and I'm not going to say on air until I do the show. But it's a backdrop and settling for what's going on in terms of where we are at the moment. So in the world. So the major stories have to do with O.J. Simpson, Carol Channing, and a new rating system for food. Wine will now go to its first $1,500 price on wine for the regular folks. Most wine, good wines that are 50 years old and good, 90 points are selling for $10,000, $20,000, some half a million in some cases. And that's not news, because that's happening. But to have the base price of the wine go from, let's say, high price of $10 a bottle in America, government has decided to have it at $1,500 a bottle. So that's a major story for all the folks that want to have things done. And there's a little other aspect of the boundaries that I think that my listeners should know. I did some research and on every terrorism case since 9/11. And from September 11th, 2001, through the March of this year, federal investigators, they have interviewed more than 15,000 persons of interest in connection with activities associated with terrorism. And these include diverse crimes as passport and marriage fraud, money laundering, drug smuggling, purchase of weapons of mass destruction, of which there's quite a traffic in that. The Justice Department has been involved in 10,797 of these investigations. And FBI agents and other federal investigators, they feel that they should consider prosecuting the individuals, or simply because these agencies needed the Justice Department's investigative expertise to continue all these probes. Now, out of the 10,797 investigations, all but 410 of these investigations have been concluded. So that's and about 40% have resulted in cases being filed. The actual figures that my listeners should know, so that there'd be a real clarity as to what's happening here, the number of individuals prosecuted in terrorism cases since 9/11 are 4,394. The numbers, the individuals not prosecuted is 6,403. There are, at the moment, 410 prosecutions pending. The number of prosecutions completed are 3,984. And out of that, 57 were acquitted, and 955 were dismissed out of 3,984. And how that works is they're dismissed by a judge, or they're dropped by a prosecutor before any underlying charges are made. And a number of convictions, in other words, you have 955 folks walk. You have convictions are 2,972 out of the prosecutions completed. Not bad. But the average sentence is running about 27 months. And I've gone into each one of these cases and looked at them, and I'm going to have future shows on that, as to what these folks really did to get a 27-month sentence of a terrorism activity since 9/11. It's quite scary. But I intend to go into the future show on that. I want to make a point about the Republic Broadcasting Network has a discount Emoto, the Maeshiro Emoto from Japan, and I interviewed the closest person to him on September 15, 2006, on The Hidden Secrets of Water, and which was authored by Professor Emoto. That was on September 15, 2006. That's one of my shows, and where human thought changed crystal formations in water, and the power of love and gratitude thoughts informed water crystals, were really formed from the human mind. And the reason that this is very important is trying to tag into the idea of what I'm trying to set up as the framework as to what's important for people today meaning now as we speak, versus really what's happening in the world. We are either taking another concept of our mind and taking it to a level of denial, or we have failed to develop what is inherent in us, which is the mathematics of life and such things as the mathematics of mutual help, which is a mathematical concept that's inherent in our human activity. This was one of the aspects of something I wanted to go onto the show today on the concept of how the mathematics of mutual help show that cooperation, rather than the exploitation, can dominate in the survival of human beings. And the way the stories are unfolding, just like today, we end up with a situation where we end up with a situation where the mathematics of mutual help are being impeded by personal interest of people that want to plan and destroy us. And I would really expect and would let you know about checking in the bookstore about the attacks in Breslin, Russia, of school children, how Muslim extremists took over the Breslin schools in Russia. There are two books out on it. I'm not going to go into it particularly right now, but that's our future threat. That's our concept of where it's coming down to us. Attacks on our children, our food, our water, and to interfere with mutual help. We'll come back at the other end on this break, and we'll conclude our discussion of cooperation.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to mention out that one of the questions on the bar examination that's in the multi-state bar examination, where you have to take a section on laws of various states, is a question that says, assume federal legislation exists, making local police departments eligible for federal funding as long as they agree to dedicate a portion of this fund to combating corporate crimes against shareholders. What is the best constitutional rationale for such legislation? There are four choices. One is general welfare taxation, B, police power, C, the power to enforce penal status, D, the war and defense power. The answer is A, the federal government, when approving monies to be spent by state governments, may attach any restrictions or obligations on the monies accepted by the state. That is the general welfare taxation and spending answer for that constitutional law question. What's fascinating about that question is the fact that as of last week, under the Homeland Security Act, that particular power of the general welfare and taxation and spending was placed under Homeland Security. Think about that, that the federal government can now attach any restriction based on the Homeland Security Act on any obligation on the monies accepted by the state. It's a very interesting concept. It means the control of the monies by the state are now under as close as you're going to get to government dictatorial powers of financing and the future development of how to control money, which is going to be discussed in the next 2 weeks. Now, I don't know if that's as important as the Emmys being environmentally safe in terms of their product, dress, and format tonight. I do not know if that's as important as O.J. Simpson's problems, where everybody's worried if he's going to be arrested by tomorrow morning in Las Vegas, Nevada. I just don't know. But I can tell you one thing I know. Any time that there's a group of people that have a force to be able to move Wonder Bread out of Los Angeles County because bread produces too much carbon dioxide and people believe it in terms of the fact it's going to affect global warming, the underlying concept of all of this is called calorie restriction. This is the plan which is under Agenda 21 to restrict our calorie intake as part of a way of controlling what we eat and controlling the type of foods that we eat. It's a real plan. Its abbreviation, of course, is CR, and calorie restriction is part of the global government plan to have people, anybody that's 6 feet tall, not to consume more than 1,800 calories, as the social plan. It might take them just a couple of years to get that kicked in, but the idea is that reduced glucose will curtail the production of free radicals, and the stress of the CR makes the body lean to cope with a more serious stress at the cellular level. Under theory, that would work if you were in a hyperbaric chamber or lived in the Himalayan mountains, which is part of the Tibetan meals. Those folks lived for years, but they had restricted concepts. I think we're going to have a whole different level of understanding of how our body, mind, and soul is being controlled. See you on the next hour, Parker Pathways.
It's true.